about here? How exciting is it?
Yeah, it's really exciting. Obviously, long, hot summer, as every year is over here in WA. So it's exciting to pull on the jumper for round one. Can't wait to get over to Adelaide and give it a red hot crack. So really excited.
How important is the momentum you can build from a good start to a season?
Yeah, I think it's important. You see, I think even Richmond, they went 5-0, I think, didn't they, to start the year last year. So previously when we've been up and about early on, we've had a really good start, sort of that through that patch of 2013 to 15. We had really good starts, so it's important to get wins early, and hopefully we can do that.
And conversely, like last year and the year before, didn't start well. So did that put a dent in the confidence?
Confidence is a funny word. I think when you start, would we start in 16, 0, 10 or 0, 9, it's always going to hurt. But I don't think you can get too down if you lose the first one or two. It's a marathon, the season, and you saw with Sydney last year, what did they lose, the first six or something? So it can be done, but we've had a really good summer. Our preparation's been fantastic. We've got a pretty healthy list, so we're really excited to give it a go this week, and we know it's going to be a tough matchup, but really excited for it.
I believe that your pre-season form is something that should translate straight into round one?
I think we can take momentum from it. We've trained really hard to improve our defence, improve our ball movement, and we saw that come to life in the first couple of weeks of the JLT, and we can definitely take that away and hopefully implement it into round one. But you saw Port, they were in pretty good nick as well, so it'll be a different beast to the JLT, but we're confident in the things that we've worked on will help us improve and give it a really good crack to win as many games as possible.
Lockie, I know there's no Robbie Gray, but do you rank Port's midfield is one of the best in the comp?
Yeah, absolutely. The addition of Rockliffe in the off-season, young guys like Power Pepper and Ollie Wines, and then Travis Boak, I think I read that he's right to go. So they've got a lot of depth through the midfield and a really good midfield. It's going to be a tough challenge, but I feel like we've got the midfield to match it, and we look forward to going head-to-head with them. It'll be a great battle.
You've had a fair bit to do with Andy Brayshaw's so far. How have you seen him fit into the club, and what will he add if he does play round one?
Yeah, he's fitted in seamlessly. He lives with me at the moment. For this year, he'll be with me, so taking on one of the young boys, and he's been fantastic throughout. Really dedicated, hard-working kid. Great work ethic, and I think you saw throughout the pre-season competition what he brings, just hardness around the ball, puts his head over it, loves a tackle, and he'll just bring his absolute best every week, and we don't expect miracles, but the way that he's held himself throughout the pre-season has been fantastic. So if he can bring that effort week in, week out, he'll be a really solid contributor for us.
He seems to fit in pretty seamlessly. Is it like when you're playing next to him in the midfield, is it almost having someone there that's probably gives you a little bit more experience than what they are?
Yeah, I think when you're out there, you don't really notice that he's a first-year kid running around with you. He's probably seems a bit more seasoned than that, even though he's only had the one pre-season. But when I'm out there, I don't really think about too much of that stuff. But he's played fantastically the first few weeks, so hopefully that can continue.
What's he like to live with?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's pretty clean, neat and tidy. Does the dishes, which is good. So can't ask for much more out of an 18-year-old, can you? I don't really have too many personal goals. I think for me it's about helping bring guys like Andy and Adam Chera and even Mitch Crowden, Tom North, all these young midfielders that we brought in, showing them the right way to play and teaching them a few things about the midfield and bringing them on as fast as I can, and as a club, coaches and midfield group, that we all can, because the faster we do that, the better we'll be. So for me, personally, I just want to have a really consistent year, help build this team up and hopefully contend over the next few years. So, yeah, I don't have any personal goals, really.
Not many critics are thinking Fremantle will make the eight. Does that motivate you guys at all?
I know personally, when I see that sort of stuff, it makes me want to go out there and win, but I don't think it adds too much motivation. We know inside what we're trying to do and that we're building, and we've sort of got a mantra or a saying, anything's possible at the moment, and you've seen it over the last couple of years with the Bulldogs and Richmond. So, yeah, anything's possible, and we just look forward to hopefully improving over this year and winning as many games as we can.
How important are the Hill brothers to the style of footy you're going to play this year, that slingshot?
Yeah, they're obviously important parts to our team, but whether they play around one or not, it's not going to change our mentality or the way we play. Against West Coast, they both didn't play, and I thought we played a pretty good brand of footy and played the way that we want to. So sort of that next man in mentality, and someone will fill that role if they don't play, but if they do, fantastic. If not, as I said, next man in, and we'll continue to play the way that we want to.
You don't have the chance to play with Aaron Sandilands much because of his injuries the past couple of years. Having a fit Aaron Sandilands now, what does that do for someone like yourself?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think he's still one of the best, if not the best, ruckman going around when he's up and about. So it helps us midfielders be a little bit more proactive, and we obviously know what he brings. He can win most of the taps, so bit of predictability as to where the ball's going to land around the stoppages, and he's a really good target to kick to down the ground and whatnot as well. So if he can play as many games as possible, that'd be great for our side.
Missed basically 2 years when you look at hasn't had the two full seasons the past couple of years. When you look back, do you think that's had a significant impact on everyone else?
I wouldn't say that if Aaron played every game over the last 2 years that we would have won a hell of a lot of more games, but yeah, hindsight, you never really know. But he's obviously a fantastic player and has been for a long time. So if you're going to put him into your side, it's going to make you a better side, that's for sure.